afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. The tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Your favorite songs?
That's a good song, man. You know who that is?
Sounds very disco-y.
That is disco-y. It is disco-y. That's Edwin Starr. You know, this guy that did War.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It does not sound like him. Wow. That's a different take.
Yep. Guy had one hit in the 60s, one hit in the 70s. And then he got hit in the 80s, and that was the end of him. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You know, we're talking a lot about choices and, you know, kind of making intelligent choices and being, you know, given the opportunity to make some choices rather than having yourself kind of forced into corners with things. And an important ruling in the U.S. Court of Appeal, not repeals, not the U.S. Court of Repeals, although that would be a good thing to have, I think. This is actually U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. Came out with a ruling that allowed Internet service providers to limit access to sites and services at their discretion. Now, at first, you may think, well, geez, that sounds reasonable. I mean, they're providing the service. You know, there's probably some sites out there that, you know, shouldn't be, you know, that should be filtered out. But I'll tell you what's happening and the way this is planned to being used. Companies like Comcast and Cox that do Internet provider services blocking things like Netflix and Hulu. Ooh. Why? Because it directly competes with their other products. Now, how do you feel about that? I know many of you are thinking, geez, you know, well, that's, I got a Roku, I got high-speed Internet from one of the cable companies. Cancel my cable TV subscription and get my stuff through Netflix, Hulu Plus, Roku, and give up the cable TV portion of it completely. Guess what? Cable TV companies are not idiots. They're protecting that ground. And I think it's going to be a big, big move in the next 2 or 3 years. And there's going to be a huge controversy about it because you're going to see a lot of people that are really going to resent the restriction. Again, it goes back to what I always talk about, which is the choices. Now, you know, what they could do is simply offer a less expensive service that blocks those competitors and then have sort of the full unblocked Internet service for a premium price, maybe something approaching the combination price between their cable TV and Internet bundle. I don't know. Just thinking out loud. But I can see some people really getting some resentment against some of these companies when they start doing this. It's been approved in the courts. Now, it may not be the end of that battle, but you're going to see some major moves in that regard. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Now, you know, choice goes both ways, right? I mean, the cable companies own the cable companies, and so they have the right to offer the services that they have, right? They can choose to lock you out of things. Now, hopefully, we'll then have the decision. I mean, one of the difficulties is you get a company like Cox or you get a company like Cablevision or Comcast that has these legal monopolies in these municipalities, you don't have a choice. You don't have another cable company that you can go to. Now, you could go to DSL with your local telephone provider, or you could go satellite, or you could go wireless or some small regional or local wireless providers, but they don't tend to have the bandwidth. They don't tend to have the same kind of cost structure. You end up having to pay more for less. So it'll be interesting to see how things flesh out. Isn't it amazing that 2014, we're now talking, you know, 20 years after the Internet revolution, things are still in a very fluid state. Things are still being figured out. And that's going to continue for another 10 years, maybe longer, as these battles for content and technology continue to be figured out and fought for. You know, some of the biggest, most sophisticated media companies in the world still don't have a clue how to
make this
stuff
work. Well,
and
I don't think it'll ever be really totally done, because it's things always change. And as things change, you have to reassess programming and technology and delivery and just all the just the choices. And then you have the legal stuff that kicks in, you know, like you talked about, the legal monopolies that they have. I'm wondering how long that's going to, if that's going to stay in place, or if they're going to introduce more options in the future, and how long that's going to take, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, just like the telecommunications industry, but essentially, finally, just got blown wide open. I think you're going to see a similar sort of situation happen, you know, with cable companies. And you know, the biggest thing for me is, that has been a disappointment, because it's been a good 15 years, is the potential for wireless has not met its potential, has not been reached. There were a lot of companies that came out in the early to mid-2000s really pushing the development of wireless Internet access, and I'm not talking about cellular, you know, different wireless technologies like WiMAX that just really have not been able to build upon that promise. And it has a lot to do with the cost structure of cable and the quality of cable. Now, maybe what will happen as we experience a restriction in what's available from cable ISPs and other companies, that will provide the pressure, or the opening, I suppose, a better way to put it, for the other companies to finally get some traction. I don't know. Nobody knows. It's so interesting. It's like the Wild West. It's like radio in the 20s.
Yes, it is.
Nobody really knows where it's going to go and how, you know, what's going to happen. It's a lot of promise, but we don't know the direction.
It can be very exciting or very depressing, depending on how it goes.
And depending on which side of things you're on.
Yep, and now, okay, now, before we get run out of time, we've got a couple of minutes left. The important stuff, all that other crap you're talking about. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay, who do you pick this weekend for the NFL playoffs, the first round that we've got going on, or second round we've got going on?
Second round.
This
it's
weekend.
For the Super Bowl.
Yes. So, first of all, let's talk
Seattle,
about...
Denver.
No, you think it is?
Done.
Seattle-Denver. Yeah, I think you're right. I agree. And that's what I'm hoping for.
I think both games are going to be very tough. I think both games, either team could win.
Yep, it's a very, very... It really is a toss-up.
You know, both teams in each game are you know... It's close. It just depends on what happens.
San Francisco
capable of beating Seattle and vice versa. Yep.
I hope they don't. And I have more angst in that game, to root for or against. I really don't really care for the 49ers so much, and Kaepernick in particular. But,
you know, the 49ers have been real chippy.
Yeah, they
have. That bothers me. I mean, I love really aggressive play. I love it, but I just don't like it when they're kind of slapping and talking and pushing.
Denver, and Denver and New England, they're a toss-up for me. I really don't really have a lot of strong feeling for either one. Though I do have a little allegiance to the Broncos because of the you know, the early days in the 80s and 90s.
And you know what I like about Denver is, you know, Peyton Manning was supposed to be washed up. And he wasn't.
And I love how he
And I do
back.
Like that.
The Colts let
he's
him go.
He's a classy guy.
And now he's...
He doesn't talk crap. He just wins.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah. So I agree. Denver and Seattle are my picks as well. I hope that happens.
We'll see. All right, folks. You can tell by that funky music in the background, we are flat out of time. We've got to go take some food to a great big wrestling tournament. So we're going to do that. We're going to eat some of it, too, on the way, I think. In the meantime, we'll talk to you same bat time, same bat station. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.